Hello, this is Lincoln reading the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, July 31st, 2025. Starting off on the front page, picnic and kickball make for fun day in Watseka. Kickball, this is by Carla Waters, managing editor. Kickball and a picnic made the day just right in Watseka July 16th when the local Walmart hosted the event for the Arc of Iroquois County. Kim Mabbitt, director of employee options at the Arc, said Walmart representatives reached out a couple of months ago about conducting a picnic at Peters Park. Mabbitt said they met to talk about logistics for the event. Walmart provided all of the food, which was excellent, she said. They also brought six brand new regulation kickballs. They gave us those kickballs in the end. She said the day was very hot, but everyone had a great time. Walmart employees were exceptional, she said, in continuing to run bases and not try so hard to get our group out. In the end, we fudged on the score and Walmart lost. They were great sports about it. There were a lot of antics in the outfield. If it was one of our folks who was in a wheelchair or has braces or some physical disability, when they would catch the ball, they would fumble it and maybe throw it to the wrong person. They were great about that. They also interacted very well with everyone during the dinner. They served hot dogs, hamburgers, cheeseburgers. They had a variety of chips and a variety of fresh fruits, different cookies, and provided water and three different choices of Gatorade, she said. Mabbitt said the pavilion, the ball field, restrooms, and other areas of the park were all accessible to everyone. There's a lot of cement walkways to get people in wheelchairs to and from different parts of the park, which is really nice. Sometimes when it's just ground, it's very hard to wheelchairs. It was a very hot day, and everybody had a ball. The people supported had a great time. Many of the folks had never really been on an athletic team before. This was a chance for all of our group to be on a winning team. Thanks to Walmart and our staff, too, for all their efforts to get people around the bases. There were people pushing wheelchairs around the bases. You could have someone kick for you. You could have someone run for you. Or you could have somebody push you through the whole thing. People were picking, I want you to be my kicker and I want you to push me, or you be the kicker and I'll wheel myself. They had lots of choices, which always makes it easier for the group. It was a great alternative for the staff as well. We try to get people out into the community as much as we can. That's really our focus, is getting people out and about and meeting other community members as well as being productive members of the community themselves. Mabbitt said Walmart has been great employers for people with disabilities through the years, some through our supported employment program and some they've just hired people with disabilities to do various jobs at Walmart. They pay our people what they would pay anyone else. They have the same benefits as anyone else. And I really think as long as Walmart has been in operation in Watseka, they have employed people with disabilities. She said Walmart also donates to the ARC's annual spring formal, which is in April. The picnic and kickball game has lingered with the ARC group, she said. They had a great time. They were talking about it a week later. Mabbitt said she has worked for the ARC for 47 years, straight through, never had 2 days the same. I'm very thankful for the ARC and all they provide for their employees as well as people we support. They are an excellent agency to work for. Iroquois County Fair livestock sale totals more than $280,000, by Carla Waters, managing editor. The Iroquois County Ag and 4-H Club livestock sale total was more than $280,000 this year. There were 160 animals sold at the event July 18th, which saw a total sale of $284,050. According to information from the fair, exhibitors retain ownership of the animal and the purchase price minus commission goes to the exhibitor. Sheep, beef, rabbits, goats, poultry, swine, dairy feeder steer, and dairy market steer are sold by head. Basket of dairy products is sold as one piece. Some of the highlights of the sale include Madison Sturm of the Crescent City Barn Bangers had the Grand Champion Pen of Poultry. It was sold to Buckley State Bank, Shabans Ag Inc., and Kristen Vogel State Farm for $900. Anthony Trumpower of Country Kickers had the Champion Pen of Turkeys. It was sold to Anonymous, Shabans Ag Inc., and Chandler Excavation and Chandler Family Farms for $350. Hannah True of Milks Grove Challengers had the Champion Pen of Waterfowl. It sold to Iroquois Farmers State Bank, First Trust and Savings Bank, Shabans Ag Inc., and Kleinert Farms for $1,300. Tucker Brown had the Champion Game Bird, which sold for $300 to Anonymous and Shabans Ag Inc. Michael Barnard of Martinton Dawn Busters had the Champion Roaster Pen. It sold for $250 to Anonymous and Shabans Ag Inc. Wade Eisenman of Fountain Creek Producers had the Champion Eggs entry. It sold for $1,200 to Cisna Park Co-op Grain, Frederick Community Bank, Dean Eisenman, Shabans Ag Inc., Murdoch's, Farm Credit Illinois, Illinois Grain and Steel Incorporated, Illinois Grain and Seed Incorporated, and Cole Family Trucking. Colton Nouth of Milford Sugar Creek 4-H had the Grand Champion Overall Barrow, Champion Crossbred Barrow, First Farmers Bank and Trust, County Country Financial, Farm Credit Illinois, Scott Frericks, Nouth Show Pigs, Nita Double, Logue's Champion Veterinary Service, AMVC Swine Health Services, Bex Hybrids, Ryan Markley, Hickman Farms, Morrison Benoit Construction, Gillette Farms, Nouth Land and Cattle, and Nutrien Ag, Sheldon, for $3,250. Aubrey Chandler of Danforth Blue Ribbon had the Grand Champion Swine Premier. It was sold to Buckley State and Nutrient Ag Solutions, Cisna Park, Co-op Grain, Weber Fertilizer, Synergy C, Next Gen Ag Services, LLC, State Representative Jason R. Bunting and Hulleman Brothers for $1,700. The Reserve Grand Champion Overall Barrow, Champion Duroc Barrow, was raised by Briggs Yantis of Ashcombe Go-Getters. It was sold to Citizens State Bank, Nouth Show Pigs, Nita Double, Herleman Brothers, Synergy Ag Systems, Ag Water Management, Justin Heinrichs, and Steve Hills, Hills Farms, for $2,050. Brady Brassard of Milford Sugar Creek and Milford FFA had the Reserve Grand Champion Overall FFA Barrow. It sold to Prospect Bank, Mowry Auction Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions, Iroquois Farmers State Bank, Cisna Park Co-op Grain, Borchers Equipment, Citizens State Bank, Nouth Show Pigs, Dan and Rita Tincher, New Era Ag Service Inc., Milford FFA Alumni, and Synergy Ag Systems for $2,900. Colton Miller of Danforth Blue Ribbon had the reserve Grand Champion Premier. It sold for $1,550 to Donovan Farmer Co-op Elevator, Inc., Wheatfield Grain, Nutrient Ag Solutions, Concrete Construction Unlimited, Eugene and Judith Miller, and Nita Double. Sam Munsterman of Danforth Blue Ribbon had the Grand Champion Wether. It sold to Anonymous, Donovan Farmers Co-op, Elevator, Inc., Pro Harvest Seeds, Synergy Seeds, Drails of Watsika, Wrap Service Drainage, First Trust and Savings Bank, Brian and Laura Hoffbauer, Scott Frericks, Finnegan Farms, and Synergy Ag Systems for $2,250. The Grand Champion Market Ewe Lamb Reserve Grand Champion Wether was raised by Bryce Hensler of Ashcombe Go-Getters and Central FFA. It was sold to Cabri Fertilizer, Synergy Seeds, Shabans Ag Service, Inc., and K&C Elliott Farms, Anonymous, and Right Show Lambs, Bob and Chris, for $1,500. Adeline Eisenman of Fountain Creek Stitch and Do had the Grand Champion Steer, Champion Maine Anjou Steer. It sold to Anonymous, Debbie Crones, Russell Lee and Associates, Frederick Community Bank, Murdoch's Farm Credit Illinois, Gifford State A&K, Eisenman Family, New Era Ag Service Incorporated, Dreamview Farms, and Synergy Ag Systems for $1,400. Macy Sin of Fountain Creek Producer and CPCI FFA had the Grand Champion Beef Premier, Reserve Grand Champion FFA Steer, Champion Crossbred Steer, Reserve Shorthorn Steer. It sold to Debbie Crones, Federated Bank, Iroquois Farmers, State Banking, Weber Trucking, Weber Fertilizer, Frederick Community Bank, United Prairie, Prestige Genetics, Murdoch's, Weber Livestock, CNC Farms and Trucking, LLC, New Era Ag Service, Inc., Rusty Acres, Herleman Brothers, Synergy Ag Systems, Dreyer Farms, Shane and Tracy Dreyer, and Nutrient Ag Systems for $8,600. The Grand Champion Born and Raised Steer, Champion Shorthorn Steer, was raised by McRae Price of Woodworth County Clovers and Central FFA. It was sold Cabri Fertilizer, Synergy Seed, Central Body Repair, Profit, Hanson Insurance Agency, Prestige Genetics, Cox Family Rentals, CN Farms and Trucking LLC, Jerome and Charlene Finnegan, Hanson Family Meats, FP Livestock, and Tim and Sarah Davis for $2,950. Aniston Eisenman of Fountain Creek Stitch and Do had the Reserve Grand Champion Steer, Champion Semimental Steer. It sold for $1,300 to Debbie Crones, Mowray Auction Company, Walder Farms, Farm Credit Illinois, Gifford State Bank, Eisenman Family, New Era Ag Service, Inc., Steiner Land and Cattle, Dreamview Farms, and Synergy Ag Systems. Lincoln Steiner of Country Kickers and CPCI FFA had the Reserve Grand Champion Premier Steer. It sold to Nutrient Ag Systems, Pro Harvest Seeds, Frederick Community Bank, United Prairie, First Trust and Savings Bank, Schlieff Farms, Dreyer Farms, Shane and Tracy Dreyer, and Ben Schlieff for $1,450. Tatum Wilms of Crescent City Barn Bangers had the Reserve Rand Born and Raised Steer, Reserve Maine Anjou Steer. It sold to Prospect Bank, Nutrient Ag Systems, Decra's Livestock, Inc., Gilman Fertilizer Company, Inc., Claire Farms, Borchers Equipment, Prestige Genetics, Murdoch's Schmidt, Clint Hall, Bex Seed, TNT Construction of Watsika, Inc., Finnegan Farms, First Trust Bank of Illinois, Danforth, and FP Livestock for $3,600. The Grand Champion Meat Pen, Grand Champion FFA Meat Pen, Grand Reserve Grand Champion FFA Meat Pen, was raised by Owen Pree of Country Kickers and IWFFA. It was sold to Prospect Bank, Nutrien Ag Solutions, and Eugene and Judith Miller for $1,500. The Reserve Grand Champion Meat Pen was raised by Callan Byerly of Ashcombe Go Getters. It was sold to Debbie Crones, Pro Harvest Seeds, Synergy Seed, First Trust and Savings Bank, Shabans Ag Inc., Farm Credit Illinois, B and Company, and CC Farms for $1,400. Carol Price of Watsika Wild Clovers had the Grand Champion Weather Goat, Grand Champion Market DOE. It was sold to Whitfield Grain, First Trust and Savings Bank, CNC Farms and Trucking, LLC, Chandler Excavation, and Chandler Family Farms for $600. The Grand Champion FFA Weather was raised by Macy Meyer of Central FFA. It sold to Iroquois Farmers State Bank, Pro Harvest Seeds, Shabans Ag Inc., Finnegan Farms, Synergy Ag Systems, and FP Livestock for $1,000. The Reserve Champion Market Doe was raised by J. Lynn Ash of Crescent City Barn Bangers and IWFFA. It sold for $2,000 to Wheatfield Grain, Mowry Austin Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions, Pro Harvest Seeds, United Prairie, Borchers Equipment, First Trust and Savings Bank, Farm Credit Illinois, and Ag Water Management, Justin Hendricks, for $2,000. Edith Kahn of Prairie Champions had the Reserve Champion Weather Goat. Buyers were Wheatfield Grain, United Prairie, First Trust and Savings Bank, and Murdoch's for $1,100. Deadlines approaching for March 17, 2026 primary election filings. Deadlines are approaching for the March 17, 2026 primary election. According to information from Iroquois County Clerk Breen Suver's office, candidates can soon begin circulating petitions, and filing dates are also announced. According to that information, August 5th is the first day for candidates of established political parties to begin circulating petitions for the upcoming March 17th primary election. October 27th is the first day for candidates of established political parties to file their nomination papers in the Iroquois County Clerk's Office for the March 17th primary election. Office hours are from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. The last day to file the necessary papers in the County Clerk's Office is 5 p.m. November 3rd. Offices to be nominated are County Clerk, Treasurer, and Sheriff. Also to be nominated are 8 County Board members. District 1, 2 members. District 2, 2 members. District 3, 2 members. And District 4, 2 members. Precinct committee persons in all 37 precincts will be elected. Petitions for these offices are available in the Iroquois County Clerk's Office. Office hours are from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. For additional information, please call 815-432-6960 during regular business hours. Madison Mann killed in accident near Gilman. A Madison man was killed in a two-vehicle accident on U.S. 24 at 200 East near Gilman, July 27. According to Illinois State Police reports, the accident happened at 6:07 p.m. Iroquois County Coroner Bill Cheatham said a silver Kia was traveling on 200 East and approaching US 24. A maroon Chevrolet was traveling east towards Gilman on US 24, and the silver Kia did not stop and hit the Chevrolet. The driver of the Kia, Ryan Janice, was pronounced age 28, was pronounced dead at the scene. A female passenger from Joliet in that vehicle and the driver and two passengers in the Chevrolet were all taken to area hospitals, he said. Cheatham said that he did not have names of any of the others involved. Cheatham also said it is unclear why the Kia did not stop. State police reports did say the roadway was shut down until 12:15 a.m. July 28th. Cheatham said an autopsy on Ryan Janice is scheduled for July 30th in Bloomington. Unit 9 School Board makes employment decisions. Several employment decisions were made by the Unit 9 School Board July 22nd. According to information from the district, some of those include approving letters of resignation from Nikki Buckner and Jasmine Esquivel as paraprofessional aides, approving letters of resignation from Jordan Godby as a high school English teacher and Joshua Lohman as a high school social studies teacher, approving a letter of retirement from Melinda Jackson as a cook, approving employment of Nathan Woodard as a high school physical education teacher, approving employment of Tyler Rehm as a high school English teacher, approving employment of Alexis Edwards, Lauren Gregory, Vicky Jones, Grace Smith, Courtney Zumwalt, and Alexis Rootlag as paraprofessional aides, approving employment of Sochilt DeHaro, Audrey Schunk, and Shallon Sowers from long-term paraprofessional substitutes to permanent employment as paraprofessional aides, approving employment of Madison Hamilton as a long-term substitute junior high life skills teacher, approving employment of Elizabeth Morissette as a long-term substitute high school math teacher, approving employment of Mandy Van Hovelen as a long-term substitute junior high school English language arts teacher, approving employment of Karen Schoeffler as a Glenn Raymond school secretary. The board also approved the use of Unit 9 grounds as needed for the Watseka Football League. The third reading of certified and non-certified handbooks was conducted, as was at the third reading of student handbooks. All were approved. The bid process for replacement of single-pane windows at Wanda Kendall School was also approved. Documentary to feature Newton County, How DNA Can Aid in Cases of Unidentified People by Carla Waters. A documentary will feature Newton County and how DNA can help solve cases of those who are unidentified. Naming the Dead will air on National Geographic August 2nd. It will also be shown on Disney Plus and Hulu starting August 3rd. Newton County Coroner Scott McCord will be featured in the documentary. I'm not sure how it all came about, McCord said. Their original goal was to discuss how DNA helps solve these cases. They were actually looking at following the DNA Doe Project, which is a group out of California. They are actually worldwide. They do volunteer and do genetic genealogy. They will take the DNA from, say, ancestry and that of an unidentified and build out trees from that. That's how they come upon finding out who the unidentified person is. This group came over to talk to us, and they are following us around, filming this and that, and while they were here, they actually had their cameras set up in my office and were filming a thing, and we made a phone call. This is one of those that was truly a last-ditch effort before we threw our hands up and said, heck with it. McCord said his case named Adam, and the call was made to Chicago to talk with his first cousin, who had put his DNA in Ancestry. McCord said they were filming while meeting with the brother of Adam. After sitting around the table and talking with them, we knew we had a positive identified. But for legal purposes, I went ahead and did a mucal swab and sent it to the state police, who were unbelievably phenomenal people. They know me. They know the passion I have for this. The girl who did the DNA work all weekend to get it done as quick as she could, and we came back with a positive. This film crew was there. McCord said he doesn't know how much of the documentary includes Newton County. I've only seen the trailer. The way I understand it, then first episode is Newton County at its finest, he said. McCord said, I had Adam, Brad, and Charlene, two boys that were found up in the village, and the girl that was found at Willow Slough. We had positive IDs on two of them and had them home. The last one we were working, it ended up kind of backwards. We identified Charlene, Brad, and then finally Adam. That's the one we were working when they were here doing the filming. In 2023, the young man, who was known for years as Adam Doe, was positively identified as Keith Lavelle Bibbs, 16 years of age, when he went missing, of Chicago. Keith was one of four young men found in an abandoned farm in rural Lake Village on October 18th and 19th, 1983. He, along with the others, had been drugged and murdered by now-deceased serial killer Larry Eiler, the Highway Killer. Of the four victims found, all have now been identified. Michael Bauer and John Bartlett were identified early in the investigation, leaving Adam Doe and Brad Doe unidentified for years. McCord said getting people identified is important for so many reasons. If we could bring the importance of DNA or the steps that DNA has made in identifying the unidentified, I think that's why we did it. It's important to get the word out to people. A lot of people think DNA is used to solve crimes. Yes, it is. But in this case, we're using DNA. We might end up solving a crime. I don't know. That's not my end of it. I don't want to say I don't care about the crime per se. I'm focused on getting these people home. He said there are more than 600 unidentified people in Indiana. He was working on 43 cases. It's important that people understand that when they decide they want to go into Ancestry, to click that button. You can opt in to law enforcement or you can opt out. It's important that people understand. They think that if they opt in, they are going to get in trouble. They are going to find something bad that I've done. If you've done something bad, maybe you shouldn't be putting your DNA in there anyway. What they don't understand is when they use it, when we come to you to say, we need your DNA, we're only using it 100% for identification of an unidentified human remains. We're not out to get people. We're looking to get the identification of people. McCord said that is why it is important for people to opt in on sites like Ancestry, so they can be searched by people like us, he said. Once that happens, we will contact the person we think is the most recent common ancestor. He said they then asked them to upload their DNA kit to GED Match. GEDmatch is a universal tool we use. It's free for anybody. You can go into GEDmatch and upload your DNA kit, which when you do your Ancestry.com or 23andMe, that DNA profile is yours. You can save it to your computer. You can put it in on a hard drive or a thumb drive and store it. It's always going to be yours. You can upload it to various different platforms. This has been Lincoln reading for you the Iroquois County Times Republic for Thursday, July 31st, 2025. Have a great day.